to start off with, I think this decision is reckless and poorly timed. Somalia is about to have an election. We're seeing troops pulled from the Ethiopia contingents, and deciding to pull 700 troops out of Somalia right now is not helpful on the counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, or general stabilization. What's important to reflect upon is that it is probably likely that they're going to still be able to do drone strikes from either from Djibouti, for example. But what those 700 troops were doing that are so critical is training the Somali forces so they can stand on their own. So we might be able to continue to do strikes if there's an imminent threat, but we're not positioning the Somali forces ever to stand on their own if we're not going to have our troops in country working side by side with Somali partners.
So what does that do in terms of creating a security environment if that training isn't able to take place?
So Shabaab has lost a lot of key territory over the past, 5 to 7 years, but they're still very active in the rural areas, and they're still quite effective to operate within Mogadishu. They're unlikely, or they rarely have hit U.S. targets, but they do hit significant population centers within Mogadishu. And without the U.S. sponsorship and mentorship of key units, particularly the Danab network, I don't think that we'll see major gains on the Somali forces to continue to push Shabaab out of Mogadishu or out of the rural areas.
So what needs to be done to, continue to address the threat of al-Shabaab? Because the United States has said that, it's a degraded network. There's pressure being applied and the threat is contained.
Well, I think there's a couple of things that the United States should be doing in partnership with other countries and regional forces. So there currently is a large African Union deployment there. It's probably looking at some of the functions of that African Union mission to see what it could do in addition to clearing and holding territory. The U.S. could probably do some of the training of the Somali forces outside of Somalia, or at least come in for brief stints. But this is a great time to have a real look at what we're doing in Somalia to make sure that we're right-sized, that we're focused on some strategic goals. I would have never suggested or recommended to pull 700 troops as quickly and swiftly as the Trump administration is doing. But as we transition from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, it's really important to go back to basics here. What are we trying to do in terms of working with our Somali partners to address the security environment? And then what is the right amount of U.S. personnel and partner forces to achieve those goals?